This is the European Debrief by Atlas News. Hello, welcome to the European Debrief by Atlas News. Starting off, we dive into the contentious world of UK immigration policy, specifically the government's plan to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda. This scheme, spearheaded by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, has sparked heated debate and faces numerous roadblocks, both legal and ethical. Last week, during an interview with Piers Morgan, Sunak made a £1,000 wager that he would send deportation flights to Rwanda before the upcoming election. This seemingly casual bet drew swift criticism, labelled as insensitive by opposition parties and raising concerns about Sunak's understanding of economic hardship faced by many Britons. He later backtracked, claiming he was taken by surprise and emphasising his commitment to the policy itself. The core of the controversy lies in the Rwanda plan itself. The UK government aims to deter illegal immigration by sending asylum seekers to Rwanda for processing. However, this strategy faces several challenges. The UK Supreme Court ruled in November that Rwanda wasn't safe for refugees, citing potential mistreatment and inadequate reception capabilities. The government responded with the Safety of Rwanda Bill, aiming to legally designate Rwanda as safe, while bypassing external legal interventions. Concerns linger about the plan's effectiveness and its hefty cost. Despite a £240 million payment to Rwanda, questions remain regarding potential refunds if the plan fails. Additionally, critics argue that the high expense wouldn't necessarily deter migrants considering the perilous journey they already undertake. Opponents raise ethical concerns, questioning the principle of outsourcing asylum processing and expressing discomfort with sending vulnerable individuals to a country with a complex human rights record. Despite passing the House of Commons, the Rwanda plan's future remains uncertain. Legal challenges and ethical concerns persist, and many doubt its viability. Even Sunak's spring deadline for deportations faces skepticism. Next, we delve into the recent disqualification of Boris Nadezhdin, an anti-war politician, from Russia's upcoming presidential election. This move, shrouded in controversy, raises questions about political dissent and the legitimacy of the electoral process under the current regime. Nadezhdin, a former lawmaker and mathematician, emerged as a vocal critic of Russia's military intervention in Ukraine. His anti-war stance resonated with a segment of the public, propelling him to second place in some polls, albeit with a significant gap behind incumbent President Vladimir Putin. The Central Election Commission, CEC, cited discrepancies in Nadezhdin's nomination signatures, disqualifying him from the race. Critics, including Nadezhdin himself, allege this action was politically motivated, aiming to eliminate a potential challenger and secure a decisive victory for Putin. Sources within Putin's political circle reportedly acknowledged Nadezhdin's lack of realistic win potential. However, his mere presence and growing support were deemed disruptive to their desired outcome. An overwhelming majority win for Putin, exceeding past margins. Instead of allowing Nadezhdin to participate and potentially boost overall turnout, the authorities allegedly considered inflating turnout numbers electronically to achieve the desired outcome. Disqualifying candidates from non-parliamentary parties like Nadezhdin might have been intended to prevent a proliferation of minor contenders challenging Putin's dominance. Nadezhdin has denounced the CEC's decision, emphasizing the transparency and public support behind his campaign. He plans to challenge the disqualification in court, highlighting the potential for larger social unrest reminiscent of Ukraine's Maidan protests. Nadezhdin's disqualification casts a shadow on the upcoming election's legitimacy, raising concerns about political suppression and fair competition. While his victory was unlikely, his presence offered a symbolic voice of dissent. Now, with him out of the picture, the path for Putin's re-election appears smoother, but questions linger about the true will of the electorate and the potential for future repercussions. Finally, Europe's agricultural sector simmers with discontent. Weeks of farmer protests erupt across the continent, challenging the stringent climate policies set out in the European Union's Green Deal. This podcast delves into the conflict, exploring the farmers' concerns, the EU's response, and the potential impact on food security and environmental goals. Farmers fear the Green Deal's ambitious emissions reduction targets and pesticide limitations will cripple their livelihoods. They see these policies as threatening their ability to produce and sell goods, ultimately jeopardizing Europe's self-sufficiency in food production, frustrated farmers haven't held back their discontent. From blocking roads with tractors and waste to protesting outside government buildings, they demand attention and policy changes. The pressure is on, both at the national and EU levels. The European Commission seeks a delicate balance. They acknowledge the farmers' concerns and have delayed enforcing some stricter measures, like mandatory fallow land. However, they remain committed to their climate goals and emphasize finding alternative solutions that benefit both agriculture and the environment. Farmers argue stringent limitations make crop protection difficult, impacting yields and profitability. Enforcing these regulations would reduce arable land, further squeezing production capacity. Competition from imports. Stricter EU regulations raise concerns about cheaper imports from countries with less stringent standards, undercutting European farmers. The situation remains dynamic. While repealing specific laws is unlikely, the EU seems open to re-evaluating its approach. Negotiations and compromises are crucial to appease farmers while upholding environmental commitments. Unless farmers feel their concerns are addressed, widespread protests may persist. Dependence on imported food raises questions about Europe's self-sufficiency and potential price fluctuations. Balancing agricultural needs with environmental ambitions requires careful planning to avoid jeopardizing either pursuit. This complex issue requires open dialogue and collaboration. Finding solutions that address farmers' concerns while upholding environmental commitments is vital for Europe's food security and environmental well-being. We'll continue to monitor this evolving situation and keep you informed about the latest developments. This has been the European Debrief by Atlas News.